On Gaza, first of all, I would say American leadership, and in particular the leadership of President Trump, is and was vital in getting us to where we are today. Because the only country in the world is America that has that ability to apply leverage and pressure on all the different parties, not just Israel and Hamas, but the Palestinian Authority and the other Arab states, for example, to come together and agree on a peace deal. So that's important. And it's good that we have come to this stage, this first stage, but this is only just the beginning. There's still a lot more work to be done. For example, part of the peace plan included Hamas disarming itself and a transitional governance structure for Gaza. These are complex steps to take. And eventually, of course, we also must ensure a clear path for Palestinian statehood as part of a negotiated two-state solution where both Palestinians and Israelis can enjoy lasting peace and security. These are all very complex issues, long-standing issues with a lot of history to it. Many attempts have been tried to resolve these issues in the past. They have failed. But we must never give up. And we must keep trying. And continued American involvement and engagement remains vital in this roadmap towards a two-state solution. Just as American involvement was critical in getting us to where we are now, continued American engagement will be vital in continued progress on this roadmap. But meanwhile, of course, we are encouraged by where we are today. There is a lot of work to be done, particularly if the peace holds and the next steps are taken in the rebuilding of Gaza. You can imagine a huge, tremendous efforts are needed to rebuild Gaza. And we will certainly look forward to doing our part in this process. We have already leaned forward and stepped up a lot of capacity-building programs for Palestinian officials, including scholarships for them. What will entail in the next steps, it's still not clear today because we still don't know what will be the next, the governance structure, what will be the next steps for rebuilding. But we have very good relations with the Palestinian Authority. We will continue to be in touch with them, with Americans and other key players in this process to see how Singapore can play a helpful role.